Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Well, Broad Topics fans, we have another.
Ghost story.
We spend way too much time together, dude.
Crazy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato.
What's up, baby girl?
I'm doing okay today, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. We're on our last day of vacation.
It's been a trip, I'll tell you.
It's funny. These people have heard weeks of our vacation.
That's the way it's going to be. If you listen to this show, you know that we've been together for a week. We recorded 6 to 7 episodes for you guys. And there it is.
We're on our last day. And I got to tell you, the last day of a vacation is always rough.
Yeah.
You're exhausted. We've had such a good time.
We're always tight on time on the last day.
Oh, my God. We're running late already. And I don't know where the time went this morning.
Well, because last night I made a comment about how if we woke up at noon and did nothing today, we would still have 5 hours to do a podcast. And you said, honey, noon. When I said sleep in, I meant 10 a.m. Then you slept till noon, pretty much.
I slept till 10:45.
Okay, you did let me sleep. You let me sleep for a while.
I let you sleep, but I woke you up at 11:10 and said it was almost noon, which was a little bit of a fib.
But you know what? I was relieved when I looked at the clock. So I didn't mind your fib.
Yeah.
Because then when I was like, oh, God, is it really almost 12? And I checked the clock. I said, oh, Kimmy fibbed. No biggie.
Well, listen, this is the explanation for my fib. I figured 11:15 is close enough to 12 where it's not too early that I'm calling or waking you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enough to.
You only fib for goodness.
I'm the Robin Hood of lying.
She's been fibbing to me this week a couple times. I don't think we said this on a show yet.
Oh, yeah.
The other day at the hotel, I
took a few mushies.
Yeah, we took a few mushies. I left Kim and her sisters on the beach smoking for a minute to go pick up food that I had ordered over at the tiki bar.
This was when the sun was setting.
About 5 minutes later, I come back and Kim's looking all serious and she goes, Alex, you want the good news or the bad news? And I said, bad news first. Every time I always want the bad news first. I want to end on a good note. And she said, you sure? And I said, yeah. And she said, there is no bad news.
Turn around.
And there was a rainbow in the sky. And it was really beautifully done. Almost perfectly executed the first time, I'd say.
Yeah.
To the degree that I should have seen it coming when it came around the second time. Because about 10 minutes later, she's chilling. I almost feel like you weren't even focused on what was happening on your phone.
She's an actress.
You were acting.
She's an actress.
She's pretending something really important is happening on the phone. Maybe she gets a call from Lewis. Maybe Broad Topics is canceled forever.
We got kicked off the show because I stalk him.
Whatever it is. And she's like, oh, fuck, Alex, seriously, you want the bad news or the good news first? And I was like, Kim, every time, every single time I want the bad news first.
No, I said this. I actually hate that I did this to you earlier because I really have to do it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I soft pitched it.
She's a good actress.
I soft pitched it because I wanted her to take right then.
I'm also a mark, though. If you guys want to prank somebody, I'm the one.
She's a good pranky. Yeah.
Which is what makes me, that's why I get really sad when I get pranked.
You do?
Because I'm like, well, not that kind of prank. Like,
not me making you sad by showing you a rainbow.
If it were going to be like a big prank, I would have to kill myself because I'm so susceptible. Every bit of it would work on me. Like,
right.
Like, what's that Ashton Kutcher show? You could punk
punked.
Me. You could punk the shit out of me.
Yeah. They just couldn't call it pranked.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Pranked would have been almost better.
Yeah. Punked is memorable, though.
Punked. Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, if we do fall backwards into the pool, I just realized, throw the microphone as you're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you came back a few minutes later and I was like, Alex, I hate that I fucking did this to you the first time, because for real this time, do you want the good news or bad news? And this time I had the phone. The first time, I just want to, like, I'm breaking it down for you people. I had the phone the first time. I had nothing.
The girl knows how to set up a bit.
Yeah, so I had the phone. I said, do you want the good news or the bad news for real? And she said,
I went like, all right, bad news. You fooled me.
And I said, again, no bad news. Turn around. Double rainbow. The rainbow had become a two rainbow.
The rainbow had gotten bigger and been a double.
Isn't that the best news to get twice?
On mushrooms while you're smoking weed, having your dinner on the beach? Are you kidding me? It was the sweetest. So I like a good little Kimmy Fib. Yeah. I call it Kimmy Fibster.
Kimmy Fibster. It's really good. Look at my mom eating a pastry and watching this.
She's the opposite of Sarah right now.
She's the opposite. She wants to be here so bad.
Yeah.
She caught it.
Yeah.
She flicked me off.
No. She did not catch my kiss and then give you the middle finger. That's crazy.
Look at her, she's laughing.
Oh.
With eating a fucking corn muffin laughing in my face.
She's a priceless gem. She's, honestly.
I could put a price on it.
Oh man.
I could probably mark it up.
I feel like she really almost wrecked this podcast this morning by telling us the truth of the scenario last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell you, I was amped on the timing of everything. I was scared to death last night as if I were a 6-year-old who just watched Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Well, Broad Topics fans, we have another.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ghost story. We spend way too much time together, dude.
Crazy.
We don't even spend a lot of time together. No. Well, we do on FaceTime.
But we're connected. We're connected at the elbow, Kim. It's like that's where we was conjoined as babies. When Kim's sister said that I remind them of the fourth sister.
Isn't that weird? My two other sisters were like, oh, you remind me of our other sister.
So last night we come out here to smoke the last little crumble of weed that we've saved for ourselves for the week.
We've been smoking like high schoolers, by the way.
Yeah, we had 1/8 to last us the whole week. Can I tell you, I think that our fans in particular would be extremely proud of our drug use on this trip.
We only did it to stay away.
We truly only used any drugs whatsoever other than weed to stay awake and give you guys podcasts at the end of the night because we were so tired. We were like, let's take a micro dose of mushrooms. Let's take a tiny corner of a Toid, which I'll admit, I've never done before. Every time I took in a tiny quarter, it really escalates very quickly. And last night, that tiny,
so good,
just a little sprinkle of acid, like the Sandman gives you when you're going to sleep at night.
Does he give you acid?
No, he gives you sand for sleeping.
Does he? I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of the Sandman?
No, that sounds like my worst nightmare. He comes sprinkle sand in your sheets at night?
Sandman became, that. First of all, you and sand in the sheets, we've had to really, it is the opposite of what you would ever want after this beach week.
Yeah, the Sandman.
Your parents didn't tell you when you were little that this was before the Sandman was a scary movie, by the way. I was a kid in the 90s, and when I didn't want to go to sleep, my parents would be like, it's okay if you're not tired. Just close your eyes for about 5 or 10 minutes, and the Sandman will come and sprinkle you with some tired spread. It's tired juice, whatever. It's not juice. It's powder.
No.
And that's the way they would encourage me to, like, even if I couldn't, if I didn't feel tired, just give the Sandman a chance to come and make me tired.
That's some... No.
I didn't mind it. It wasn't scary until the Sandman movie. A lizard.
Not a lizard on Brother Bill's grave. Do you see that?
I loved it. His little throat. Oh, yeah.
Ew. When the lizard breathes, this thing comes out and goes...
And it's red. Yeah, the rest of it is green.
Actually, that's a very good example.
Yeah.
You ever seen that on a lizard?
I have now.
That lizard can take a dick in its throat, I'll tell you that much. wait, what were we talking about? Oh, so
I don't know, the Sandman.
We were scrounging up weed, like,
yeah.
Literally, like, my mom has a medical card and I thought she could get us weed, but it was expired.
Kim got here and she was like, Mom, can you go pick us some weed? And she was like, it's expired.
Yeah, and then I texted the only drug dealer I know in town.
Well, we've been concern. I feel like you know more, but we've just been concerned to get drugs off the streets in Florida because Florida just has a reputation for people going there and dying for absolutely no reason. You know what I mean? I even knew a girl in high school who came to Florida for a weekend and died.
No, I don't feel like it has that reputation.
I think it's a Patton Oswalt bit that it, like, your daughter's gonna die in Florida.
I think that it's mostly like people that do drugs.
People fly to Florida to come pick up their daughter's body is the bit, which I've literally seen firsthand in my life.
I feel like everyone I know that died in Florida was from drugs. Everyone.
Well, that's why we decided not to get any weed off the streets, because we don't trust fentanyl these days being in just about everything, especially outside of, like,
listen,
where
people
we
are
live.
Saying it's in the coke. It's in the fucking Molly. It's definitely in the Molly. It's in the ecstasy. That's kind of the same thing, right?
It's probably in, they're a little different, I think.
And there's been a few cases of it being in weed.
It's probably in ketamine. It's probably in everything, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? This side note. And I know that I'm not supposed to be responding to the fans on Reddit anymore, like via this show.
Oh, not this shit again.
But the way that they think I'm a cokehead, because I don't know if I told you this, we were doing a Zoom episode of Skanks a few months ago.
We talked about it on here.
It's still going. The other day I was at my family barbecue for Memorial Day, opening up Reddit to hurt my own feelings. And there's a whole thread about
how
much...
Why are you opening up Reddit at a family barbecue?
Isn't that fucked?
Just eat and go hang out.
Isn't that fucked up? Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I opened up Reddit to find that I am indeed a coke addict who can't stop doing coke alone in the middle of the day. So,
hilarious.
Anyways, neither here nor there.
I gotta tell you, your response, very cokehead. Just getting angry in the middle of the pod about it.
It pisses me right off.
She's got a real cokehead response.
Y'all don't even... I gained 10 pounds this year.
You have gained weight. Your thighs are thicky
right
now.
What about this thicky bod is screaming cokehead to you? Idiots.
She is thicky. Look at her thighs.
Guys, I'm an acid head. Get it free.
It's true. You are like a mushroom acid head.
Yeah. But even that I've slowed down on to a very...
And weed. We've both slowed
we
down on...
We have slowed the fuck down.
Listen,
it's been great.
Listen, we're tired. How long have we been doing this
podcast?
We're
getting old.
Yeah, we're getting older. We're not getting old. We're getting older.
According to some.
We won't talk about Romeo's Revenge right now.
We are getting older.
Yeah. We just can't do as many drugs anymore.
You can't live that lifestyle forever, especially if you want to dabble in drugs when you're like way older. You got to slow it down at some point.
I
got to
tell you, we're the perfect drug addicts.
I think so too. And you know what? I'll bet everybody says that about themselves like 6 months before they go to rehab, but we are actually killing it. You guys just got to trust.
Trust.
So yeah, we had this eighth of weed that I brought from home to smoke for the week. Mm-hmm. And...
yeah, we also smoked one-eighth all week.
One-eighth all week.
Between two of us and sharing sometimes
and
with other people.
And we took like 2 to 3 mushroom gummies like late at night just to stay up for another 2 hours and have the energy to podcast.
Yeah.
We thought that
Because we don't do coke. Yeah. We could do coke, actually.
Coke would have gotten us 15 shows this week. Okay?
You guys
should know by that's just
that's
not
actually,
the case.
That's the only proof you need is that we only put out 6 podcasts.
Did you see how tired I was on these episodes? But yeah, so last night we scrounged together like the last little bit of weed to come outside and smoke before bed.
Yes.
You know, sun's down, everybody in the house is asleep.
Guns down.
Sun's down, guns down.
That's the saying in Florida when the sun sets.
Yeah. It's like everybody takes off for the night.
They take their gun and put it by their bed. I think that's literally what that means.
Sun's down, guns down? Yeah.
Okay.
I never heard of it before. I thought you were kidding. But
no, I've heard that before. And now I'm thinking of it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it means. And it's like,
I don't want to fall asleep with it in my belt.
Yeah, that's probably what it means.
Yeah.
It's probably like they're unarmed.
I liked you warning your mom about gun safety this morning.
Because she does TikToks with her shotgun.
No.
Oh, she's flipping it in the air.
No.
Yeah, dude, she's blowing into it.
She's spinning it around her finger.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. I had to block her. I was like, you can't be playing.
You can't
like,
be making me anxious all day from states away. That's crazy.
I was like, do you even know if... I literally said to her, I was like, do you know if it's loaded? She was like, it's not loaded. Do you want me to show you? And I'm like, no.
Don't even touch it around
me. Don't even fucking bring
it
around
me. Don't even fucking look at it.
All right, guys. Let's take another second to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors. It's rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. Trust me, you're going to have a blast looking at car parts. So one more time, that's rockauto.com, rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. When you order, just make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah. Well, so last night, we're smoking pots. We're sleepy, chilling. And we're back here and a light starts strobing insanely. Like, you know, the way a strobe light goes off at a haunted house.
Yeah.
And we're like FaceTiming with Harrington. It's very distracting in the background. We're like, we need to get it off. It's giving us seizures. We're having like early onset seizures from this fucking
and I
light.
Can't find the switch.
No switch.
It's like an automatic light. It's like a
floodlight for the backyard.
Yeah. So it's supposed to just go on. Or off if you walk by it.
Maybe motion sensor, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're nowhere near it when it goes on, though.
No.
So Kim stands up. Well, first of all, we're a little freaked out. We're like, what is that? Can you please stop? She turns the light. She's like, can you please stop? And like, as her sentence ended, the strobe light stops. And we're like, already, you know, we're a little high.
We were like, that was weird.
We're sleepy from a long week. We're like, that was kind of weird. Like, we're like, Mike, did you see that? And he's like, yeah, that was a little weird. Whatever.
We all keep talking.
We're chilling. We go back to smoking our weed. The joint keeps going out. You have to keep relighting it. As we relight it, the shit comes on again. And the second time, what did you say? The second time we were like, this might be a ghost. I think you have control over it. We're like,
we
starting to joke around like that. Yeah,
yeah, we made a joke like, go tell the ghost to stop again.
Like, Kim, you have the power. Just go ask it to stop and it will. And we're just kidding around.
And then I stood up and I said, can you stop? And it didn't. Mm-hmm. And then Alex was like, maybe if you ask nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can you please stop? And it just stops.
And then I'm starting to get freaked out.
And like, then she's like, don't do that again.
Yeah, I was like, don't do that again. I'm like getting goosebumps. I'm feeling like a little kid. Like truly, you know, those like the way scary stories used to affect you when you were 10.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get freaked out. But at this, and I'm already starting to think maybe we should go inside. But we had smoked so little this week. And
we
I was
just
so
wanted
starved for weed. I was like, I have to smoke the rest of this joint. We just have to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're relighting it and relighting it. It's like humid down here. So it doesn't stay lit. And we relight it again. And the shit starts again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like freaked out at this point. I'm like, Kim's like, all right. She starts talking to it. And I was like, Kim, stop, please. Don't talk to it anymore. Don't engage with it.
I went to go make a third joke.
Yeah.
I was like, come here, you little piece of shit.
I was like, Kim.
And she was like, no, don't.
Truly. I was like, please don't engage with it. I can't handle it anymore. And apparently...
We sit down and a few seconds later it stops. And we keep talking.
She lets it go. We chill. I'm like, okay, great. It stopped again. And like a minute later, she couldn't help it. She was like, Alex, I'm freaked out. I have to admit to you. I asked it to stop in my head and it stopped immediately that second.
It really did. It's not even like I asked it to stop. I just thought of saying out loud, okay, but could you stop? Like as a joke, like, and it stopping. And then when I, and not doing it out loud because Alex didn't want me to. And then
so
when
respectful, by the way, Kim held back a joke for me. I've never seen her do that for anyone.
Yeah. Well, I do it sometimes, mm-hmm. especially if I don't want to, if it's like someone I really like, I'll hold it back.
Yeah. You don't want to cause discomfort.
Not if you're scared, Alex.
I was scared. I was truly scared like a baby.
So, yeah, I said it in my head and it stopped. But this is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The light is not a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it happens. Something's fucked up about that light. It's on a specific kind of timer.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably spent the same amount discussing before I went to say stop every single time.
That makes sense. That does make sense. But then It's extra stupid. Because also this morning we asked your mom if the light does that. And she was like, yeah, all the time. Like, it was just like not a thing.
Yeah.
Because if she said no, that's never happened before, I would have been definitely freaked out. But the way that we spent the next 3 hours awake, wide a fucking awake.
Yeah.
And scared.
Yeah.
Like, before we had come outside, we'd been sitting across this big living room from each other. Like, I was doing work. Kim was watching TikTok, whatever it was. We were fine.
That's me doing work.
When we went back inside after this joint, I went to sit in my original spot and we looked at each other and we were like, no, I think we need to sit next to each other. We were scared.
Actually, my mom has one of these things. Hold on. Have you ever had a bacalaito?
No.
What is it, Mom? What's in it?
¿Qué es eso?
Cod fish fritters. God. They're so good.
El pescado.
Do you want to try one?
Sí, un poquito.
Okay. Alex has been doing Duolingo.
I've been doing Duolingo enough that I understood, I'd say, about 25% of what Kim's grandmother was saying to her. I haven't learned insults yet, so I missed the rest of it.
Try this. This is what we used to eat as snacks after school.
Sí, sí.
Ah, it's so hot.
Caliente.
There you go.
Hi.
She's very Spanglish.
Sí, muy española.
Un bite?
Sí.
You fuck with that, right?
I fuck with that hard. Es muy, la comida es muy buena.
You like that?
Sí.
Want another bite before we put it back? It's like, I can't even explain why it's good. You couldn't even explain this.
Doesn't taste like fish, by the way.
Mm-mm. Here. We can't eat the whole thing on the podcast. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. And also, we could have moved the mics away from our mouths while we were chewing. But
no, it's ASMR for them.
I didn't think of it in time, and I'm sorry if you have an aversion to that. Is this yours?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. I got scared that I finished mine without realizing.
I hate when that happens. Unless that's mine, that would be a good gift.
You want to say it?
What is it? Just plain?
It's just plain.
No, because you know why? Because I had such a sugary one that going to plain is not what I need.
It's
going to
taste like...
You got to go from plain to sugar.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last day of vacation, rough, tiring. The beach is exhausting. Listen, if the beach is so fun, it really is crazy how, like, everything in life...
You've always said... And this is, like, the thing that annoys you about life, I could tell, because you always talk about it.
Nothing's ever just easy.
It's always a catch 22. The most fun things.
Is it catch 22 or catch 20?
22, I think.
Why? What does that mean?
I don't know. Because I don't know.
Catch 22. What does that mean?
Catch 22. I don't know. We're recording on my phone or else I'd look it up. That's what you get with these like in-person vacation episodes is that I have no means to look anything up and Kim's always charging her phone, so we're dumber than ever with no producer.
Catch 22.
Mommy, no producer, mommy.
Producer Mary. We got a producer right now. It's producer Mary in the house. She's got her titties out, dog.
She's a first timer. You know, I noticed her titties this morning.
Did you?
I did because they are out.
That's how all her tops are cut.
But her tan line looks so good.
Yeah.
I love a tan line. I'm obsessed with the way that my butt looks after the beach this week. The tan line on the booty is like sexy in one way, but then in another way, it also makes you look like a young child.
Oh, Alex, shut up. You just sounded like an old white man. Oh my God.
Adults aren't supposed to be sunburned.
That out. Not you being like, I feel sexy, but also like a baby girl.
No, you know what it is? The sunburn is baby girl. And then in a few days when it turns to tan, it's going to turn to sexy. So I like having the best of both worlds. I'm going to transition like I did in life from childhood.
You get to grow
to
again.
Adulthood. I get to grow again from being like, oop, you can't even touch my butt. It's too sunburned. If you slap it, I'll cry. To like, you know, look at this hot thing.
Okay. All right. I don't know what's happening. Yes.
Yeah, the origin.
What?
But we don't know like why it's called
why
a catch 22.
Why is it called catch 20? mutually
conflicting or dependent conditions. Right. So like.
Right. But can you look up in front of Catch 22 or after Catch 22, put in the word origin. How do you spell origin?
O-R-I-G-I-N.
O-R-I-G-I-N.
But it's raining. Everything in life is truly a catch-22. Like the way going, our two favorite things are prime examples, skiing, snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get up there and have fun.
It's pouring.
You have to put in, it's pouring?
It's about to be.
Okay, let's step inside then.
Sorry, guys. Florida's crazy.
Florida's wild.
Anything
man.
Can happen on the pod. Yeah, everything in life is hard.
If
like,
you want to, yeah, go
if
ahead.
If you want to ski and you want to snowboard, you have to rent the fucking skis. The like putting them on is a bitch. The boots hurt to walk
walking
in.
Around in the boots.
It just kind of makes your ankles really sore.
In the snow, in the boots, you have these like gloves dangling from your fucking jacket and you have to carry your skis all the way to the lift.
You have to take the gloves on and off if you want to communicate with people that you can't find.
You are fucking exhausted by the time you get to the top of the mountain for your first run.
Yeah, and then you're also sweating. But if you take everything off, you're cold because the sweat is wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ski down this mountain and it's the most fun
thing ever.
For 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to do it. You got to unclap your skis, pick them up, hustle on over back to the lift. It's a fucking.
If you're on a snowboard, you have to skate on the snow.
Use all of your energy that you've already used up coming down the mountain. It's wild. Same with surfing, apparently. First of all, we're beginners, so we were using like a 10-foot surfboard.
I will say that surfing takes a lot less energy than skiing and snowboarding.
I disagree only because. Okay, first of all, if you're good enough to have a shorter board, much easier. But we're beginners. We had a 10-foot board that we had to lug around between getting it up on the top of the car, getting it, secured in with bungees,
mm-hmm.
getting everything that you need to go to the beach mm-hmm. in the car. You need towels. You need sunscreen. All the shit. Making your way to the beach. Sun's beating down on you. You're sweating. You got to unlatch the surfboard.
The bungee is a whole thing, too. The bungee process is a nightmare. You got to carry the surfboard. You got to carry all the shit onto the beach. The beach is, and you want to be closer to the water. So you have to carry it.
If you're lucky, find the perfect spot.
You're lucky, there's no one right off the pier and you can go right in front of it so you don't have to walk far. But usually, there are people that take that spot because they also want to walk easily to the car.
Then also, we tend to want to smoke a little bit on the beach. We got to get away from lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trek.
Mm-hmm.
You set up. You got to rest for a minute. Then you're actually ready to surf. And you have to paddle out to the furthest point in the water, which is fine. But it's exhausting. I swear, every single time I paddled out to the point where I was supposed to surf, I was like, I think I need 10 minutes to sit here before I even have a chance of standing up on the surfboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the most fun you've ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The paddling is what gets me.
But this is why I think that surfing is less work than snowboarding. Once you're at the beach, it's just that paddle. It takes about a minute or two to get out there, really. But it's a hard minute or two. It's a hard workout for a minute or two. How long does it take to get from the thing back up to the... I guess it only takes a minute.
It only takes a few minutes. And the hard part is getting back to the ski lift, which is a minute or two. And then you actually get to rest for like 3 to 5 minutes while something is taking you to the top.
Good point. They're very even. You're right. They're very even.
Yeah.
You got me.
It's just...
Listen, one thing about Kimmy Fibbler...
She always tells the truth.
She always tells the truth.
That's one thing about my Kimmy Fibbler. Do we know the meaning of Catch 22? Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was just recording us. I forgot. Oh.
Oh, cute.
Is something close to what I just say?
Paradox. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Paradoxical.
Uh-huh.
Paradoxical situation from which an individual cannot escape because of contradictory
uh-huh.
rules or limitations.
But where did it come from? We know what it means.
Okay, the term was...
Yeah.
Coined by
yes, there you go.
Joseph,
say that.
Joseph Heller used it in his 1961 novel, Catch
22. Oh, it's based on a novel.
Oh.
It's like gaslighting. Like the way the term gaslighting came from a movie about a husband gaslighting his wife.
So
the term
caught.
Catch 22 comes from a book where there's a situation where there's an extreme Catch 22, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's like, that's. I always think that's cool when that happens, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Gaslighting is such an important word to describe something that happens all the time. And the fact that it didn't exist until some dude made a movie about a guy telling his wife that the gaslight isn't working is crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For example, do you
want
to get out of the combat duty? You want to get out of the combat duty? Yes. No. Only the insane can... Wanting.
All right, you guys, let's take a second to talk about an amazing sponsor here at Broad Topics. You know them, you love them, from the makers of Yo Kratom, it's Yo Delta. Do you guys want to get high? And I'm talking really super duper legally high. You want to take a hit of something that you could blow directly in a cop's face and then tell him, fuck you, you can't do shit about it, you pig. Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. These guys have vapes. They've got gummies. They're both super good, very potent. The products should be taken responsibly, but also, if you like to get high, puff away, munch away. The gummies are tasty. They get you fucked up. I'm a pothead myself. As a matter of fact, I'm high recording this ad right now, and I just don't even know what else to say. It's weed. It's Delta 8 weed. It gets you high. It works. So if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Now, you might be asking, what is Delta 8? It's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and it gets you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. Like I said, these products should be taken responsibly, but also go for it. Get fucked up. Not my life, you know? Also, I go for it. I get fucked up. It's weed. Take it responsibly, but it's weed, you know? Anyways, one more time. That's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And here's the best part. If you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, at YoDelta.com for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. All right, let's get back to the show.
Proof of sanity.
G-Mike's been doing too much acid.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Everything in life's like that. Like today, I don't know. We're so excited to go home, both of us. We both missed home.
Mm-hmm.
But to get there, what a fucking trek, dude.
It'll be a trek.
It'll be a trek. Everything that you want in life is like...
You
want
to eat something really good? Not good for you. You want to eat the foods that you like and the taste of the most?
Mm-hmm.
Not very good. Either, you got to feel a little guilt.
Either not good for you or at this point in life, gonna break the fucking bank.
I like pleasure spiked with pain and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. It's literally life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
that's my theme song for life.
I don't know. I guess it's supposed to teach us a lesson of like all of the things that are worth doing come at a price, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be nice to just chill for a bit, though.
It'd be so nice to chill
for
a bit.
But you know what?
The only people who get to chill for a bit, no, not even. I was going to say, like, the Kardashians who have all the money.
Their whole life
they have
is
a
being
fucking
followed.
Catch-22. Yeah,
yeah, they get all the things easy, but then...
But then everybody in the world is talking about them
and staring at them and they can't live.
I mean, I'm hurt by one Reddit post, and Kim Kardashian has the entire world talking about her every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always give and take. Which
Why?
I guess, I don't know, it's kind of like maybe there's something nice about it. Like it speaks to there being an order to the universe. Like everything has to come out neutral.
Right. And it also, if it was all good, it wouldn't feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But that's weird. Why can't it all just be good and feel good?
Because we get too used to like the conditions that are coming at us. Like when everything's too good, we would find our brains are just human. Like we can't help it. We would find shit to be upset about.
But that's what I'm saying. Why?
Ah, you're right. That's another catch 22. If everything was good, we would find shit to be upset about because our brains work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just because there's order to things.
It doesn't make sense. The order seems out of order.
Because
it feels like it doesn't.
Because there's not enough good to go around. So if everybody,
what?
You couldn't always, everybody can't always have it good. If some people always had it good, that would have to mean that some people always had it bad. Why is that? I don't know.
Catch 22.
Order. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy how even when we try to work our way out of the problem, it is it gets meta and it's another catch 22.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think there's a word for that. Atrophy.
Atrophy is.
Excuse me, producer Mary. Can you look up one more word for us?
Are you thinking of entropy?
No.
Atrophy is when your muscles stop working because you're laying in bed for too long. I think you're thinking of entropy and enthalpy.
Entropy?
It's chaos and order are the two words that they mean. It's like a scientific terms for chaos
Maybe.
And order. Am I smart or stupid? I'm not sure.
I'm definitely stupid. I'm sure.
Sometimes I think I know something and I say it on a podcast with full confidence.
When it comes to comedy, writing jokes, being on podcasts.
You're the quickest, bitch.
I think I am the smartest in the world when it comes to anything else. Catch 22.
You can only be good at something.
That's so true. What?
Paradoxical.
No, it's okay. We figured it out already.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our producer.
And for the bacalaito.
Bacalaito. Comida pesca.
You can save it. Alex really liked it. She just whispered, it's going in the trash. She goes,
¿por qué?
Why would you do that?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué basura?
Yo quiero basura.
No, you don't want trash.
Oh, what was the other
bacalaito.
Thing?
Bacalaito.
Quiero bacalaito.
She's very...
No quiero basura.
Hora the Explorer over here.
Sí. ¿Dónde está mi titis? Can you find my vagina?
Tinder still swiping.
Tinder still swiping.
Tinder still swiping.
Can you find the dildo from me backpack?
Backpack, backpack. Backpack, backpack.
Hora the Explorer.
Hora the Explorer.
Ah, yeah, I'm trying to learn Spanish. It was truly just an attempt to get to not even get off my phone. I said, getting off my phone doesn't seem possible anymore. I'm going to change my screen time to something that's productive for me because TikTok is rotting my brain.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
It's okay.
I can't. Yeah, so learning Spanish is fun. You guys should all listen. We don't have a sponsorship. I wish we did, but Duolingo is pretty sick. Go for it. Anyways. You all right?
I'm tired.
I'm tired, too.
We have to get on this fucking flight. We got to go. We're going to make a quick pit stop. We're going to stop to go see some gators. We're going to literally go stop and go see gators, but we have to go meet up with my friend Matt, who has a gun.
So, yeah, and they told me this is the way that I know of what we're going to. Okay. They said it's a trail where you're just on a trail and there's gators all over. And it's really fun because most of the time the gators don't come up to you. But we probably shouldn't go without a gun.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. So this might be my last podcast ever, honestly.
That would be sick. This would do numbers.
This would do such numbers.
I mean, it would be our last podcast.
How morbid, us like excitedly joking about the gators that are about to kill one of us.
That's crazy.
This would get a million hits.
Yeah, it would be on the news.
Maybe I'll trip and fall on purpose.
Yeah, at least lose a toe.
Lose the ugly toe.
Yes, that's a perfect plan.
But you know what? I think I appreciate it more than I realized because now that I'm looking at it, I don't want it gone.
For the pod?
I've had it
for the pod.
I've had it for years.
You wouldn't do it for the pod?
I would not listen. I think Big Toe also, like, it fucks up your... Have you seen the Amanda Show? Do you remember the bit? Oh, this is deep in my memory. There was a bit. It was like a dramatic like series on the Amanda Show about a girl whose mom died and her dad lost his toe in like the first Moody. Thank you.
Moody.
Yes. Wow, that's deep in my memory.
Moody.
And the whole.
Remember that?
Yeah, the whole plot was like getting the dad to the hospital and getting the toe in a bag of ice and getting.
Yes.
This was for children, by the way.
It was traumatic.
Maybe that's why it's one of my biggest fears if somebody loses, not even me, like if me or someone loses a finger around me and I have to put the finger on ice and get to the hospital, I will fucking, it will change me forever.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, in that
Moody,
show.
Do you remember how Moody lost her mom? It was so dark.
It was a, what's it called?
A hot air balloon
accident.
She was yelling Moody from it. She was seeing her daughter for the last
Moody.
Time. As the guy that was doing it fell off or something.
Yeah, and she went up to space, never to be seen again.
That's so sad. And every episode, you'd see her somewhere in space looking for her daughter.
Looking for her daughter.
What a dark.
It was really dark, dude. And the dad could like never balance again because he lost his big toe. And so that's my fear of. If I give it this toe to an alligator.
For the pod.
No, maybe my pinky, which okay. is also fucked up, but it's less noticeable how fucked up
Your
it is.
Your pinky's not fucked up.
It is. Look at this pinky toenail and look at that pinky toenail.
I have a, oh, look.
No. Yours are both, this toenail grows the same as this. It comes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both fucked up. The pinky is just so little and innocent, you wouldn't know.
That little toenail just refuses to grow up, huh? What happened? Has it always been like that?
This toenail, I stubbed it in kindergarten.
No, your big one.
My big one was from Point, from Dancing Ballet.
Was it worth it?
I was just constantly dancing on a toe that was killing me, and it turns out that like the nail was just pushing into the nail bed, and it fucked up the nail bed so that it just doesn't grow right anymore.
Wow.
It was worth it, though. I loved ballet. It shaped me into who I am.
I bet you could do rehab on your toenail and have it grow again.
I've been to the foot doctor for it. And since like the nail bed is not something that at this point in like medicine, we know how to fix. It's just one of those things.
We've been to the moon.
Yeah. Well, the NASA needs to start working on feet. I don't know what to say. We need an astronaut with a foot fetish pronto.
A stat.
Yeah. And then this one I stubbed when I was really little. I stubbed it so hard when I was in kindergarten and the whole toenail came off.
Yikes.
I remember my mom having to cut one of my shoes.
No, enough. We're good.
Just one of my shoes. She had to cut it so that the toenail could breathe when I went to school. So I went to school with my pinky toe cut out in the winter.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Not your pinky toe cold in the winter.
My pinky toe was cold because it couldn't touch the shoe for a couple weeks.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Kind of cute.
Man. All right. Well, we got to head to the airport.
We're bringing him a short one. We couldn't do five more.
We could do five more.
Yeah.
I think it's, like three more.
Did we start there? We started here.
Oh, my bad.
We put that on. We dilly-dallied for a minute. We love to give the producers 5 minutes of us in the most stressful moment ever before we start the podcast. To be honest,
me and you are much nicer to each other than me and Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it firsthand. Stone Science. That Stone Science shoot was... It took me a while to truly feel a deep friendship with Sarah after that Stone Science shoot.
Worst. Listen.
You guys are short with each other, short tempered.
No, we actually are not that much anymore. We used to be worse when we were younger, which is crazy that I'm saying that, but I'm talking about literally like 9 or 8 years ago.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Of course. Everybody grows up a little.
Yeah. We don't yell at each other as much, but we do. I mean, behind the scenes, you'll see Sarah.
You're snippy.
Yeah. We're very snippy.
We never snip, really. No. I've never snipped at you.
No, because I think you're so sweet. I can't snip at you. Sarah will snip at me, so I'll snip at her back.
Right.
We both are Puerto Rican.
Right. I forget that Sarah's Puerto Rican.
Sarah's a quarter Puerto Rican, and it comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
It's still in there. Like, it's a very strong thing.
Well, it's one of my favorite things about her is that if something's upsetting her, it's coming out immediately.
Yes.
Which is nice because I have that in me with some people, and I wish I had it in me with the rest of the world. I wish when I had a problem, I could just put it on the table, communicate very directly what it is, and say, we need to fix it right now.
Yeah.
Great attribute to a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You and Sarah record a few minutes before you start.
And sometimes
sometimes you're like, we got to cut it before we send it to the producer.
No, we're just like, he's just going to know who we are. It's like Sarah, I'm like, you'll see me being like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm looking for a a fairy cap. And I'm like, Sarah, we have to start the podcast. I have to leave in 15 minutes. I don't think I've ever talked to you like that.
Did we ever talk about how the night that we spent at Sarah's, you at one, and I know we were very high that night, but at one point you swore you saw a fairy. And then the next day, the most prized thing from that vacation of mine went missing. And you know that that's what fairies do.
Oh, really?
They take your things.
Did we really see a fairy when I was on drugs?
You don't remember seeing a fairy? And then
maybe.
The socks that Sarah...
Where did I see a fairy?
We were sitting. It was when Sarah went to bed and we had nothing to talk about. And you saw it. You said it was right by the little light on the side of her house.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Because you know how sometimes bugs, when they're flying, they have the long legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of look like fairies.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim saw a fairy. And then the socks that Sarah gave me that literally had what looked like the Legion of Skanks face floating in space with like spaceships and aliens around it. Mm-hmm. They were going to be my most prized possession ever.
Just
literally
gone.
Disappeared out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
They're not at Sarah's. They're not at your place. They were never in my bag, even though I remember packing them into the bag specifically because I cared so much about bringing them home. I was so excited for those socks.
There's somewhere out there. There's a fairy wearing an oversized pair of socks. I like
wings going overtime.
Just the only thing sticking out are the wings,
yeah.
And the rest of her little legs are split fully into the
fully
socks.
In the socks.
Can someone draw that for us?
I hope she's staying warm.
I hope she's staying warm too.
Our sweet little fairy girl.
Our skanky fairy.
Oh man. All right. You want to plug?
Yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1 and check out my other podcast with Sarah Weinchenk where we don't fight. This Bitch Podcast, anywhere you find podcasts.
They call their podcast This Bitch because that's what they say to each other so much.
It's literally what it was.
It's the best. You go check that out. Sarah's so funny. Sarah and Kim's podcast is the best.
Yeah.
Also, you could watch me on Stick and Portly watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks.
Hell
it is
yeah.
Me and my amazing boyfriend, Michael Harrington. Y'all never thought you'd hear somebody say that. Watching and reacting to every episode of Rick and Morty. And then also you could catch every single episode of Broad Topics on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. All you have to do is use promo code TOPICS for a 7-day free trial. You'll also get bonus content, live chats, all the good stuff. Subscribe on YouTube, comment, leave a review on iTunes, help out the algorithm. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.